I speak to you in the name of God, God the Creator, God the Redeemer, and God the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. I just want to be clear about the order of things this morning. I'm going to share a short homily with you, and then we are going to proceed into our act of remembrance. And so we will have a presentation of a wreath and a cross, and then we will have the honor roll read. Then we're going to have a recitation of Flanders Fields, then a 2 minute of silence, and then we're going to have the reading of High Flight, and following that we shall sing together O Canada. Today is Remembrance Sunday for us. Yesterday was the official gathering across the country. And as I was sitting there in the service, listening to some of the music yesterday and looking around, I thought to myself, I wonder if we are in this time now as a society that we are leaving the Garden of Eden. That whole saga that we have in the scripture, it seems to be a repeating saga of human beings that we come to the garden, and then we leave the garden because of our foolishness. And then there's a time of reconciliation, and we go back to the garden where things are peaceful, there's joyfulness, and then somehow we corrupt it and we leave again. And I wonder if we're in that time of leaving now into a time of catastrophe. And I think of all the people who gave up some of their life for us, both physically dying in war, all the wars, all the various things, the peacekeeping efforts of Canada, everything you can think of. They all gave up something in their work for us. But they also, those who survived it were never ever really the same again either. They all were changed in some degree or another. Some radically changed, some just a little changed. Because trauma and post-traumatic stress disorder is unique to the person. It's like a snowflake. No two are as alike. And I know in my own family's case, my uncle, 100 years ago, finished fighting in a battle in World War I. The third battle of Ypres. And my uncle died when I was 5, so I really didn't know him. But my dad said, you know, Alan was never the same after he went. Dad was a little kid, and my uncle was about 10 years older when he went into battle than my dad. He said, when Alan came back, he was never the same. Never the same again. And there was heavy, heavy casualties. And everybody who serves in some way or another, whether it be in the armed forces or in first responding, they change. They are hurt. And their families are hurt. And we have to have an understanding of that. So when we think of service people and we say we thank you for your service, I want us to also start to get an understanding of their service. And I invite you to look up post-traumatic stress disorder and the impact that it has. And again, it's a spectrum, wide or not. And how does that fit in with the gospel of today? Because Jesus is talking about being prepared. Being prepared for when things will happen, that we always must be prepared. And today, I invite us to start thinking about our families and our relationships and our own mortality and our values. Because they all go together. If we have the values of love, we must take those values of love which we gain from Jesus and love ourselves as well as our family and our neighbors as well as loving God. That we put our heart and the sense of love central to who we are. And it's okay to love yourself. It's okay to say no. It's okay to say that I have to do this for myself or I have to do this for my family. Even though, you know, we know we could do whatever's being asked of us and we have an inclination to do it. You know, and I'm the guy who's always trying to recruit volunteers, so I'm almost not helping my cause here. But it's okay to say no. And a good, honest no, I always regard as a love word. Because when a person says yes, I know they're really involved and wanting to do whatever it says they want to do. On this Remembrance Weekend, we thank those who have said yes to serving Canada. And we must say yes to them as they return. My most engaging time was working with people who'd been in Bosnia and Herzegovina and working with them as they came back and the trauma that they had encountered. It's when I was living in Calgary. It was in the early 90s. And it was overwhelming what they'd experienced. In fact, I had to go and get some help for myself because of the memory that I was picking up from them. So our personnel are really going in on behalf of God and on behalf of Canada into some great trials and tribulations. And the people who've been in Afghanistan, I spent 2 weeks ago a day with an RCMP officer who had, he's already done his trauma work, I was there just to learn, and he went over to be a policeman, but he was a policeman that was always armed with hand grenades, and he might as well have been a soldier. I mean, it was not policing as he knew it in Canada. He said, when we do policing in Canada, we expect that 100% of us will come out of the engagement. That's why it was such a shock when John Davidson of Abbotsford died doing police work the other day just for looking after a stolen car. I knew John, not well, but I knew him a bit. I worked with the other John Davidson in the Calgary Police Department and knew him quite well. At first I thought it was him who had died. But everybody has changed. And they do this service selflessly on behalf of themselves, their families, but our country, and for God, however they understand God in their service. So on this Remembrance Weekend, I hope we remember that we are to love God and to love each other, but also love those who've served for us and come back, and maybe they're a little different than we used to know them, but to have understanding and caring and not to judge, not to push them away, not to put them down, but to remember that we are all together as a people striving to do what is right. The problem comes, I think, is when people get tribal and greedy. And then decisions are made by those who are never going to be directly engaged, which negatively affect so many other lives. And we think of what's going on around the world. And so we need to pray that the Holy Spirit will come to these people and try to bring them to wholeness and to a bigger understanding of the needs of all. So we are God's voices in the world. We are His hands, His eyes. We are His heart in the world. And I call us on this Remembrance Weekend to be the disciples of Jesus in our own lives, with each other, and with those around us. And may God bless us all as we journey as people of love, people inspired by Jesus. May God bless us all. Amen.